brand new music from Good English. That one's called Drive, and it's from their new album, Radio Wires. Very, very happy to have the ladies of Good English in the house, Elizabeth, Celia, and Leslie. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. We're so excited.
Very happy to have you back in the studio,
I know.
It's been a little while. So the last couple times you were here, you were working on the EP and got that out in the world, and now you've got the full length. How soon after you got the EP finished up did you start working on this one, on the full album?
We've honestly been writing these songs for a while. I'd say within a couple months we started writing the stuff for the new album, not really knowing where it was going to go. We were just itching to write new music, kind of sick of our old stuff. So, just a couple months after that, and then we just kept working on new songs. And then when we finally decided to put out the full length, we just kind of collected all of those. And I think we wrote maybe three or four other ones that were kind of for it. But it's been kind of a long process.
I know for a lot of bands, that can be a hard process, sort of picking out, you know, which are the ones that get to make it to the album and which ones are maybe saved for next time or for another project. How did you guys tackle that parsing out and picking and choosing?
You know, we really had most of the song. We really only had about 10 or 11 songs that we knew were going to go on the album. So we only actually ended up taking about one, and it was because the way we recorded it, we did record it, and we just we kind of rushed through it just because we're in a time crunch, and we decided to save it and maybe work on it some more and release it as a single or put it on the next one or something. So we didn't really have to pick and choose, which was nice. We just worked out these songs knowing that they were going to be on it and sort of perfecting them to where we wanted them to be.
And you guys went down to Nashville to record, right?
We did, yeah. Back down with Patrick Himes. So that was really fun.
Now, having worked with Patrick before, did you find that going into that recording setting, you kind of knew what to expect a little more, or had a sense of how you know what you were writing would translate into the studio, or how he would help you interpret those songs?
Yeah, we definitely went down there with him in mind as more of a production assistant. We had just become a three-piece. We were a four-piece formerly. And so a lot of our songs, we needed help with, you know, lead parts, melody lines. And so he actually played a bigger role in production this time, which was really fun because we were able to lay down the solid tracks. And then we would sit down with him and he'd be like, I hear this on this song, or I hear that on that song. And we'd work with them and try to figure things out to create this really cool sound. So that was neat. And on our EP, there wasn't as much of that. We sort of took exactly what we had figured out and put it into the song, and we're done with it. So that was really fun to do that, to work with him in that way.
Do you think it helps to kind of take what the three of you have been working on and have that extra set of ears? Did you find you were hearing your songs in a different way after that?
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. My gosh, yes, 100%. It was really interesting because we played around with a lot of different things on each song, and we were able to pick and choose. Like, I like that, I don't like that, and it did kind of shed a new light on each song because we had our own meaning for the songs when we brought them in. And then when Patrick added this or that, it was like, oh, well, that song kind of sounds completely different. It has a different meaning to me now, but all in a great way.
Did you find, I know you had kind of just become a three piece as you were starting that process. Did that then sort of change or influence the way you had intended or were playing those songs live?
Kind of. I know personally I had to take up a lot of the lead parts, which I was not a very strong lead player. So that was a little bit difficult for me, but I don't know. What did you guys think?
I think really the only thing that we had to change was the songs from the EP that we had played that we had played with a fourth member originally, and kind of translating those songs into three piece was a little bit difficult at first, but we were pretty creative with it, and I think it turned out
I think it all worked out in the end. At first it was a little bit rough, but we definitely figured it out, and I think it sounds pretty good now. So
now that it's completely a family band, do you find that helps, you know, keep you guys more productive or working together more closely, or does it also, you know, kind of get irritating because you probably know each other so well, having grown up together?
Yeah, it's nice because we do all kind of have one mindset. So we're able to figure things out very quickly and kind of get moving on things. But anyone who comes to our practice, there's a lot of bickering and sort of we're pretty open with each other. So people probably think that we hate each other at practice, but it's productive.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a fine line between those two.
We're kind of biting each other's heads off all the time, but it gets stuff done.
Yeah, we get over it in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, someone will be red-faced, and then 2 seconds later we're laughing. So
I was going to say that's got to be kind of helpful to sort of have that built-in, you know, mechanism of sisterhood of being able to be, you know, bickering and yet be totally honest with each other know that at the end of the day you're still family. And
I think any person who's been in a band with friends or just acquaintances, it's really hard to tell someone that they're doing something wrong or not the way you would maybe hoped they were doing it. But being sisters, we can just say, hey, stop that right there, back up, do something different. And it still gets a little tense, but we totally work it out.
That's got to be nice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely.
It saves a lot of time.
It really does.
Well, let's hear another one from the album. Yeah. This one is the title track. Do you guys want to introduce it at all?
Sure, yeah. This is the title track to our new album. It is called Radio Wires.
And you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO. New music from Good English. That's the title track from their new album. It's called Radio Wires. And we've got the band here in the studio. Now, this album is going to be released in late August, the 27th?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, 27th.
And are you, is that going to be kind of a national release or, locally, physically, but, you know, nationally as far as digital?
Yeah. It'll be on iTunes. It'll be on Spotify. It'll be on Amazon. So you'll definitely be able to find it online. We do plan to sell it in the local record stores and some other retail stores in the area. Definitely Omega Music. We actually just dropped off some CDs here in Yellow Springs at the record store. So it'll be around. You'll see it.
Great.
And we'll post all the different areas. It'll be sold on our website.
Wonderful. And you'll be celebrating the release the previous weekend at Blind Bob's. Tell me about that show.
Yeah, we are so excited. It's actually Blind Bob's 5th year anniversary, so it should be a great weekend there in general. But we're going to be playing with Night Beast, Cadaver Dogs, and Brett Newski. So it should be a really, really fun show. I think it starts around 9. It's 21 and up. But yeah, we're really, really excited for that.
That's going to be a fun bill.
Yeah, I think it really will be. We are so glad that we were able to get on it. So
really diverse bill. I like it.
I know. It should bring in a great crowd.
Absolutely. And moving forward from the release party, I know you're going to be playing at the Montgomery County Fair mm-hmm. and Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
What's the rest of the fall look like for you guys? Are you going to try to get out on the road a little bit?
Yeah, we really are. We're definitely going to book some local venues just in town. So but we're also starting to look at different colleges in the area. So Ohio State, UC, OU. We're going to look into Columbus and Cincy. So that's kind of our plan right now, is to just start booking all those venues. So we want to fill up the fall for sure to promote this and just get out there and play.
It's going to make it easier now that you're all out of school, basically. I mean, when I first met you, I think... Gosh, Celia and Leslie were both in high school. Do you guys feel like as a band, now that you're a little older, you're able to kind of take your music to the next level or take that next step as musicians?
I think so, definitely. I think we've all matured. We all feel like we can go out without mom and dad. I mean, Leslie's still in high school, so there's still that slight restriction.
One more year. I thought you were done.
No, yeah.
One more.
Yeah. It's senior year. You can. But yeah, you know, we're totally willing to go on the road now, and I think we feel more comfortable. I think people look at us in a slightly better light because we don't look so young. They know that we can bring out more people that aren't 14. So, yeah, it definitely has helped to grow older.
Now, as far as writing and things like that, are you continuously writing new material? Have you taken some time away from that to sort of focus on getting the album out there and getting the promotion done? Or,
you know, we probably should have taken a little time to work on this promotion, but we've totally started writing again. It's really hard to stay away from it because it's just so much fun. But we have a couple new songs already that we've started playing out. So, it's really hard to come off of something like creating an album and just work on that, because all you want to do is just create more and more and more. So we're definitely writing again.
I've got to say, it must be kind of challenging once you've, you know, written the songs and worked through them and gotten them through the recording process. Do you ever feel like, okay, I'm done with these, I want to move on to these other ones?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and like we said, we're already playing our like newest stuff that isn't even like recorded yet or anything. So
yeah, all we want to do is write new stuff, because that stuff, it's almost like that stuff's been, it's been finalized, you know, it's done. There's nothing mm-hmm. you can really do to that now except perfect your live playing, and that's no fun. It's way more fun to write new stuff.
To make something new.
Yeah.
Do you find that over the years that your writing or stylistically you've sort of changed directions or are going in maybe a different direction than you originally anticipated when you started the band?
Not necessarily. I think we have sort of created our own sound. Every time someone asks us what our genre is, pretty much my only answer can be that we are in a genre identity crisis. Because, I mean, we toyed around with, do we want to go folk? Do we want to go rock? Do we want to go blues? What do we want to do? And that we everything we wrote just came out with this weird sound, even if we were trying to go in one of the directions. So, you know, I don't think any song is really that similar to any other one. It just kind of organically happens. It's just like there's an idea and then there's a song. I couldn't really tell you where it stems from. It stems from all of our influences. Everyone we listen to, we take a little bit from everybody. So,
who are you guys listening to right now that you really like? Maybe not that are, you know, stylistically similar to the music you're making, but who are you listening to right now that just inspires you to make music?
I know Celia's answer to that one.
Yeah. My Morning Jacket, for sure. I am in love with M. Ward. Well, his music.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, I have all of his CDs in my car right now. It can only take CDs, so I have, like, all 6 M. Ward CDs in right now. I'm, like, kind of going on a bender.
But, I mean, we listen to a ton of Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Arcade Fire, Decemberists, Wolf Parade.
Oh, gosh, I've always, like, loved White Stripes.
Ever.
You have to love White Stripes.
I love them.
Black Keys. I mean, a lot of your very popular indie artists that have been around for a while. But I mean, we grew up listening to the Talking Heads, REM. So it comes from all over the place. Natalie Merchant, John Prine. I mean, really just like across the board. So,
do you find that having grown up, you know, listening to things like, you know, everything from REM to John Prine, that you have kind of a deeper appreciation for, you know, the different sort of genres within rock and roll and folk and things like that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I can listen to a John Prine song and be like, oh, gosh, I want all my songs to sound like this. Then I hear a Talking Head song, and I'm like, but that song's so cool. Like, I really want our stuff to sound like this. And then you go and listen to some Natalie Merchant song, and you're like, wow, I could listen to this forever. So it's really fun to make our music kind of stem from all of that and create a unique sound that maybe someone else really likes.
Well, let's take a listen to another one from the album. Yeah. The next one we're going to hear is Heartbreaker. Do you want to talk at all about the song or how you recorded it or anything special we should listen for as we're listening through this one?
This one's just a really fun one. It originated on the piano, actually, but then we translated it into guitar. So that's really the only kind of unique thing about this one. Yeah. But it's definitely a fun song. It's a good one.
Without further ado, here's another one from Good English's new album. This is Heartbreaker, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO. New music from Good English. That's from their new album, Radio Wires. It's coming out August 27th, and the CD release party for that one is August 24th at Blind Bob's. It's going to be part of the big Blind Bob's 5th anniversary spectacular, if you will. Remind me again, who else is on the bill? I know Night Beast and
Cadaver Dogs and Brett Newsky.
Nice, nice. Very
fun.
Should
be a fun night.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you guys have anything else? I know you said that, you know, you're going to try to get this album out there and get out regionally. Are you doing anything else to try to get it out there? Are you thinking about like music videos and things like that? Or
we actually do have a music video in the works. Nice. We've been working with a guy up in Columbus who's been really interested, and we've been kind of talking back and forth with him on some ideas. So we're looking to actually shoot it in October, I believe.
September,
my bad. So we have a fun storyline. There's actually going to be like an actress in it and stuff. So that's in the works, and that's actually for Radio Wires. That's nice. For the title track. So we're really looking forward to doing that.
Very cool. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Did you in working on this, and you said you've been, you know, you've got an actress and things like that. How is that getting to sort of like, you know, put a story to your music in addition to, you know, whatever story you had, you know, in mind as you were writing it?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of, you know, bounced ideas back and forth, and he really kind of took the lead on it and said, let me think of something and tell you what I like. And we gave him, you know, some themes that we thought worked well with the song, and he just created a story around it, and it's created another meaning for the song, but I think it's going to be really fun. I think it's going to work really well with the song. So yeah.
That's going to be a really interesting experience as musicians, having these different layers of meaning put on what you've created, you know, from what your very first, you know, feelings and, you know, stories and symbols that come out when you're writing it to, you know, Patrick's interpretation in the recording studio, the guy making the video, then to what people are hearing when they get their hands on the album. How do you feel about that, or what's been your reaction to that so far?
You know, I think that's really the most amazing thing about music is everyone can create their own meaning around it and have their own interpretation. And, you know, it gives one person a certain emotion and another person another emotion. And I mean, I've experienced that with all the music I've listened to. And when you share ideas about a song with a person, it's almost always completely different. And I think that's just what's so special about it. There's not many art forms that can do that to a person.
If people want to keep tabs on where you're going to be and the album release and how to get it and all that, where should they connect with you guys online?
Yeah, we have a website. It's goodenglishband.com. We're on Facebook, just Facebook/goodenglish. Mm-hmm. We have a Reverb Nation page. We're on SoundCloud. Where else are we on?
Twitter.
Instagram.
But
definitely the website and the Facebook page are the ones we use the most.
Excellent. Well, we've got a link up to your Facebook page, and we'll get the website up there on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there. Check these guys out. You're going to want to get your hands on this album because it is so good. I just got
you.
It in the mail yesterday, and I've been kind of listening to it nonstop. And go see them on August 24th at Blind Bob's. They're going to be playing with Night Beast, Cadaver Dogs, and Brett Newsky. It's part of the big Blind Bob's 5th anniversary special, and it's the CD release party for Radio Wires. Is there anything else people ought to know before they come check you guys out and get their hands on this album?
I think we covered it.
We got it.
Yeah, I think we're really good.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for being here.
Thank you. We had a great time.
My pleasure. We're going to hear one more track from Radio Wires. This one's called Waiting, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.